إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are going towards the gate of the park. Early morning, it's still dark, just after Salat al-Fajr. And I'm going to see, hopefully, some tigers. The thing that I want to remind myself and you is the issue of what is wealth, because this is the sole motive on which the whole world runs, the seeking of wealth. And in my view, to understand the reality of wealth is critical, because most, if not all, of our life is going to be spent, has been spent, is being spent, and is going to be spent in seeking wealth. So we must understand what's the meaning of wealth. What is wealth? In my view, wealth is defined by two things. One is the benefit that one gets from it, and second one is the duration for which this benefit lasts. So if you define whatever is there in the world and whatever we try to seek, it can be reduced to these two definitions. One is the benefit we get from it, and second one is how long does that benefit lie? How long will it continue? So if you look at the issue of wealth and what do we gain from it, and what and how long does it last? So as I said, the wealth that we seek is found in many places, in many ways. It's not only money. Wealth is also health, wealth is entertainment, enjoyment, memories, and that is what the entire holiday industry is based on. It is on people seeking the wealth of good memories. So you go to this place or that place, we say we go to see the place. You are not going to see the place, because you almost don't see anything. But you are going there to enjoy yourself. You are going there to collect experiences, to collect memories. So the place you go to, whether you enjoy it or not, depends on the kind of memories you bring back from that place. So also, the wealth of good health, for which we make a lot of effort. We go for walks, we go to the gym, and so on and so forth. We eat the right foods. And similarly, many other things. So the issue is wealth. So what do we gain? And how long does it last? Now, the how long does it last is important, because when you are faced with two alternatives and you have to choose, then the wise person is the one who chooses the alternative that has longer term benefit. So for example, we tell our children to study, because we say that if you don't study, you will not have a good career. Although studying by itself, it should not be that way, but by itself, mostly studying is no pleasure. But still we tell the child, no, stick with that, because this is good for your future. So we are saying make effort, because the benefit that will accrue is a benefit that will last for a long time. Whereas if the child doesn't study, he's still getting wealth by hanging out with his friends, by going to this or that place of play or enjoyment, but that wealth that he gets of his games and so on is not wealth which lasts. So we say, no, leave that and go after wealth which has a longer lifespan, wealth which will last longer. So if we accept this definition that wealth is that which we gain benefit from and which lasts a long time, and we use this criterion to judge whether or not we, which kind of choice we should make, if we use this criterion to judge that, then I submit to you that the greatest wealth is connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that gets you the most and that lasts forever. The only wealth that gets you whatever you want, which is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the acceptance of du'as, the rida of Allah, the happiness of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which lasts long after we are dead, which can go into our graves with us. The issue with every other kind of wealth is the fact that that wealth no matter what it is, no matter how much it is always temporary. Good health is as long as we have it. As I said yesterday, no matter how strong you are, no matter how healthy you are, even if you get no disease, you just have to live long enough and that health will decline and that strength will decline. You will still be healthy, but healthy at 25 is not the same as healthy at 75, is not the same as healthy at 95. It's not a matter of argument, that is a fact of life. All you have to do is live long enough and you realize what happens as far as health is concerned. So also wealth might seem that, okay, this doesn't apply, the same logic doesn't apply because you can actually get wealthier and wealthier and wealthier. That is true, but at the same time, first of all, it is subject to the vagaries of the markets and so on. But at the same time, it also declines. And then over time, when you die, it gets left behind, no matter what it is. We also look at our assets and our investments also in the same context, if you think about it. Because, for example, why do we prefer gold as an investment in times of uncertain market situations? Because gold value doesn't decline either doesn't decline at all or doesn't decline as quickly as a share portfolio, for example. But in stable markets and in bullish markets, the wise investor doesn't invest in gold. He invests in stocks because the gain on stocks is far higher than the gain on gold. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Stocks multiply much faster, gain is much faster. So he invests in that. But as a fallback, he will invest in either real estate, and that again depends on which country, because if you invest in real estate in India and so on, it's a stable investment. If you invest in real estate in the US, it's not necessarily the same level of stability. But people invest in gold because gold has a longer term stability. So what is the wealth? There again, as I'm saying, the same logic we need to apply, therefore, to our relationship with this dunya and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the akhirah. Because the same logic applies, which is that the greatest wealth is the wealth that gives me the greatest gain and that which lasts the longest. And that is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the connection with ta'aluf ma'allah, that is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which lasts long after we've gone into the grave. So in this dunya, the benefit of the ta'aluf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. So in this dunya, it gives us the greatest wealth, the purpose for which all wealth is sought, which is peace of mind. People, why do we surround ourselves with wealth? Because wealth gives you the ability to build cushions around yourself, which save you from the knocks of life. The more wealthy you are, the less you have to stand in lines and queues, and people don't push you around because you are wealthy. Whereas a poor person has no such cushions around him, and therefore we seek that wealth for peace of mind, basically. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, "Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub." Peace of mind is in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, with the wealth of in terms of long lasting, which is, of course, as we know, in the akhirah, the only thing that will help and count is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the real meaning of wealth and to seek wealth which is beneficial for us. I recommend for you, for example, as far as wealth is concerned, a third aspect, which is wealth that earns for you. There's a wonderful book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I'm asking Omer to put the link of this book also in this as a reminder. Take a look at that book. The Rich Dad, Poor Dad talks about the difference between people working for salaries and people who have yielding investments that make money for them. And he recommends not to work for salaries, but to have investments that make money. Let money make money for you. And that makes eminent sense. And the same logic applies as far as the dunya and akhirah is concerned, where we say that let us work and let us have a situation where we have investments which yield. And that in the terms of the akhirah is called sadqatul jariyah, which is investments that yield long after we have stopped. So therefore, to end, I remind myself and you, let us look at wealth in the context of these criteria that we do use for our worldly possessions. One is what gives me the maximum benefit. Two is how long will that last. And three, wealth that will earn me more wealth. Investments that will yield results on their own by themselves. Assets that yield value. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who understand this and who operate on this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal alamin.